6D Listening, Exercise 2, page 70.
Today, I'm going to discuss issues of safety and civility on the internet. Later, you're going to search online for articles related to internet safety and civility, so we can post a blog on the school's website on Friday. I'm sure you're all familiar with internet safety. Since its early years, internet users have held fears about hackers stealing information or sending computer viruses. I'm sure everyone has received spam mail, and you've all had those annoying pop-up ads appear when you're browsing. Well, programmers are constantly creating new software to deal with these problems. It's always a good idea to change your passwords regularly, update your spam lists, and check your email, Facebook, and Twitter account settings frequently. Internet safety has been a concern since the birth of the internet. People were reluctant to buy products online in case their credit card information was stolen. Hackers are still a potential problem. You should always keep antivirus software up to date, and you should only purchase products from verified websites. Check for the confirmation emails of anything you paid for online. A more recent issue with the internet, though, regards the civility of users on the web. These days, so many people are part of digital communities that differences can arise. Most of us use avatars, which help us to remain anonymous and interact with others using their avatars. Many people, though, go onto internet forums or post comments on blogs just to get a reaction. They write things with the intention of upsetting people. These people are called trolls. Trolls can pop up anywhere, from a newspaper's comment section to message boards. They use the fact that no one knows who they really are to act aggressively or abusively. But why should people be allowed to behave like this on the internet? Internet civility has become a major talking point, and people are trying to tackle the issue. Today, many bloggers can moderate comments before they are posted online. Anything which is not appropriate can be deleted before it is ever seen by other users. That's a great solution for smaller websites, but that's not possible with social network sites, which can have millions of people posting at the same time. Many people say you should just ignore trolls. The good news is that many people who have written hateful messages online have eventually been caught. While you might be anonymous, your computer's location can always be found.